holiday shopping season could go off the rails. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. Union workers who keep freight trains humming could go on strike next month, crippling the economy. The threat comes as the holiday shopping season kicks off. Between Thanksgiving and Monday, 166 million people are expected to shop.
During that five-day stretch, consumers are expected to spend $34.8 billion, which is a 3% increase from last year. Now, the official numbers from Black Friday haven't come in yet, but it's expected to be $9.2 billion in online sales, which would be a 1% increase from last year. But with inflation being almost 8%, retailers are actually losing ground.
Fox's Nate Foy. She won Grammys, an Oscar, and a Golden Globe. Irene Cara, the voice behind hits like Fame and Flashdance, What a Feeling, has died at the age of 63. Cara was a New Yorker who began her career on Broadway. No breakthroughs in Idaho, where it's been nearly 2 weeks since four students were found dead in their beds inside a home just blocks away from the campus of the University of Idaho.
While investigators continue to look for a suspect, the university is giving students the option of remote learning. It will follow the same structure established during the COVID-19 pandemic with Zoom classes and recorded lectures.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. As for two other unsolved stabbings, police do not believe they're connected. The heroics of the NYPD were on display on Thanksgiving. Two officers patrolling the subway system helped pull a man to safety after he accidentally fell onto the tracks. He was taken to a hospital with injuries to his hand and back. A bystander assisted. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Another move by the U.S. to counter Chinese spying, new telecommunications equipment made in China is now banned.
The Federal Communications Commission voted unanimously to block the importation or sale of some equipment made by Huawei and ZTE, citing unacceptable risks to national security. U.S. restrictions on Chinese technology began during the Trump administration and have escalated during the Biden administration. In addition to Huawei and ZTE, the FCC order also puts new restrictions on video surveillance cameras made by Chinese firms. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
China's zero COVID policy, which includes lengthy lockdowns, continues to fray nerves, and opponents believe it may have played a role in a fire at an apartment building that killed 10 people.
Officials said that some of the building exits were originally blocked by lockdown barriers and then said that delayed response times were due to parked cars in the way of fire trucks. Social media users, though, reportedly claimed that those cars were not parked there, but they had run out of gas and electricity a while ago, also caused by lockdown measures, so they were unable to be moved.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Video on social media showed water from a distant fire truck falling short of the burning building. Concerns about China took a backseat to some of the pressing local issues facing people in Taiwan. The island's president has resigned after several members of the opposition party made gains during today's elections. After spending hours in the Gulf of Mexico, a Carnival cruise ship passenger who went overboard is drying out at a hospital.
Rescue crews used a helicopter to pluck him out of the water. It's unclear how he went overboard. Witnesses say he was last seen leaving a bar to go to the restroom.
Fox's Tom Graham. Pam Husso, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.